If you're just tuning in, this is the KHSU Magazine. I'm your host, Lorna Bryant. Joining me on the phone today is Rhiannon. Rhiannon is a vocal artist with a vision of music as a vehicle for innovation, healing, transformation, and social change. A vibrant, gifted singer, performance artist, composer, and master teacher, Rhiannon has been bringing her unique and potent blend of jazz, world music, improvisation, and storytelling to audiences for over four decades. Rhiannon, welcome.
Yes, thank you.
So I got that description from your website, and one thing that I really enjoyed with your website is a quote from Bobby McFerrin. He says that Rhiannon is an incredibly brilliant and fun. I trust her musical instincts completely. A fellow graduate of MSU, that's Making Stuff Up, and a member of Voicestra since the beginning. She is one of my favorite people to improvise with. I'm so glad she's finally taken the time to document her thoughtful, heartfelt, inspired approach. Delve in deeply. That is a beautiful way to honor you from a vocal improvisationalist himself.
Yeah, I love that quote, and I love him so much. I first met him in the early 80s in San Francisco. We were both living there and saw what these possibilities were of taking vocal music to other kind of improvisational levels. And I joined his 12-member ensemble, Voicestra. So we did these completely improvised concerts all over the world. It was a really amazing time. I treasure his friendship.
And tell me, the Making Stuff Up, the MSU, that is beautiful because that is what improvisation is. You're making up sounds vocally. And how about you give us an example of your style of vocal improvisation?
Sure. I just want to say I'm teaching a class today at the Arcata Playhouse, and I was just saying to the singers this morning that I've come to think of improvisation as spontaneous composition, which helps me to think of a kind of song form that can be inherent in improvisation, that improvisation is just not necessarily random, atonal, wild things, which I suppose it could be. It also can be beautiful, composed ideas that you're just spontaneously coming up with. So that's what I'm going to do for you now.
Okay. Wow, that was beautiful. So tell me, how do you make a distinction between that and scatting, or are they one and the same?
Well, scatting is a very particular word that belongs to the jazz genre. Okay. It had to do with creating improvisations inside that form over those chord changes of those songs. So for me, scatting is just particular to jazz, but I think improvisation belongs in any form of music that really strong musicians in any form of music know how to improvise.
In hip-hop, it's called freestyling, so I understand.
Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly. And with hip-hop, it becomes stuff about language, and it's often rhyming language. So in my bio, it said storytelling. So somewhere along the way, I did a lot of theater training when I was on the East Coast of the U.S., and I got interested in how to improvise language as well as syllables as well as melodies and rhythms. So for the Balkan region feeling of the water, I dived to the bottom of the blue sea, and there I found nothing but myself, this porous place in myself that was really willing to stand firm in the blue, in the blue, in the blue, in the blue.
Wow, that was beautiful as well. So so you said you just finished a workshop, and you
didn't.
Will...
I just started it. We're going today and tomorrow, so we just had our first session.
Oh, so I am interrupting progress right now.
No, we're in lunch.
Oh, okay. Well, great. So the training, the workshop is called Vocal River. Explain mm-hmm. what that is exactly.
In my years with Bobby, I started thinking more and more about how to teach people the pathway to improvise, that it's not just 0 to 60, or some people can learn how to improvise, other people cannot. I understand it as a skill, really as a life skill, and very particularly as a music skill. So I started to think, what was the sequence of exercises that might help somebody understand how to use music tools like melody, rhythm, harmony, all of that, in order to go free and improvise. So little by little, over 40 years, I began to put together some exercises. And lots of times the singers, when we're working together, would talk about being in the river of this, or that metaphor would come up a lot, being in a canoe in this river together, figuring out how to use our paddles together so we get where we want to go. And the same would apply in music, that you've got to work together. You've got to listen to each other, harmonize, collaborate, go forward, come back, figure out how to blend with other people. So the river metaphor was a good one. So I called it Vocal River.
Makes sense. Perfect sense. So I guess it's too late for a person to join in on the workshop that you're currently part of today, but there will be another one tomorrow. So,
well, it's the same group.
Okay.
But it's possible that someone might be able to. It's quite full too, which is really good, because sometimes in a smaller populated area like this, it's a little hard to find enough people that want to do improvisation. But I think, given our political climate and the need for all of us to be more flexible, more adjustable, be able to stand together, all those more metaphors, improvisation becomes more and more and more important. So I'm seeing more people wanting to study.
Okay. And those performers, the folks in the workshop today and tomorrow, will perform with you tomorrow night at the Arcata Playhouse at 8 o'clock. We are out of time, Rhiannon, but I do want to end with your song, Drop of Rain. And at the end of the show, I will share more information about your performance tomorrow night. Well,
I'd love to see people in the community come tomorrow night. It will be a variety of things, but very accessible, very easy to jump in on. So welcome everybody tomorrow night to the Arcata Playhouse.
Okay, thank you. I've been speaking with Rhiannon, and here is Drop of Rain. Rhiannon, thank you very much.
You're so welcome. Thank you.
Thank you.
There will not be more. We think there will not be enough. We think there will be no more time for us. We get shrunken in our courage. And then it rains down on us. Oh God, it rains down on us. Oh, everybody stand out in the rain, 'cause it's raining for us. It's raining.
We've been listening to Rhiannon's Drop of Rain. Rhiannon's Vocal River Workshop continues tomorrow at 10 a.m. at the Arcata Playhouse, followed by her live performance at 8. Go to zerotofierce.com or Arcata Playhouse for more information. You can also learn more about Rhiannon at rhiannonmusic.com.